Fox can go fuck itself sideways. What a useless piece of shit network. It's not enough you fucking subject us to Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, or Tony useless asshole in a Hawaiian shirt on the sideline Syracuse on a weekly goddamn basis. No, you have to go luring fucking fans into foolishly believing that you're going to air the game you said you're going to air and then switch it. And then tell those fans to go fuck themselves. Seriously, motherfuckers, I was sitting on the couch. I was thoroughly enjoying the curb stomping the Bears were putting on the Vikings when they announced after the first play of the second half that they're cutting to the goddamn Buccaneers game. The Buccaneers? Who the fuck has ever said, man, I wish I was watching the Bucs right now? I'll tell you, the one dude who used to sit in the middle of the bar at Josie's and bang on the ceiling when they scored. That is literally the only guy I've ever seen express an interest in the Bucs, and I haven't seen him in years. Look, Fox, I get it. It's fucking like this. You want to show a competitive game? Fine. But you're showing a game featuring a team with a large, geographically diverse fan base that you've built is nationally available. People relied on that fact when deciding where to watch the game. So when you abruptly decide to switch, after fucking halftime, mind you, thus preventing the poor, miserable sods dependent on you, even those 15 measly minutes to put pants on and run out the door in search of a sports bar, you're giving a big old fuck you to those fans. Because, you know, if you live someplace like where I live, you have to hike a ways to get to a bar with a Sunday ticket. And there's not always a guarantee they're showing the game. Especially last Sunday, when apparently it took a while for it to get unblacked out on the ticket, because they also thought, you know, it's Fox's national game. And even if it is on, there's no guarantee there's fucking room for you in front of the TV. The Bears bar in D.C., you gotta show up hours before the game to get a goddamn seat. Watching it there is a decision you make on Saturday, so you can't bloody well call a fucking audible. And you know, if you do, you miserable fucking shit stains, don't goddamn taunt the fans who are upset about getting fucked using the Twitter account of your fucking asinine robot mascot. Are you fucking shitting me? You have a goddamn robot named Cletus playing fucking football that apparently has to do deep knee bends and stretches despite, I don't know, being a robot. And this cybernetic turd from the land of stupid fucking corporate branding ideas is taking time out of doing the electric robot slide to mock your customers? This conception of customer service goes a long way to explaining the rest of Fox's soulless corporate empire. I hope Cletus gets fucking indicted in the goddamn Fox News phone hacking scandal. I hope he has to sit and actually watch your animation domination power hour of the Simpsons decayed corpse and the 42 shitty spin-offs of the also decaying Family Guy. Pulling this shit is why people illegally stream the goddamn games. You're fucking driving people to crime. I don't want to be a goddamn criminal, but you're some sort of institutional fagin turning us all into crooks. We all know that illegal streaming is a gateway crime. It's a gateway to throwing fucking eggs at the Fox corporate headquarters. You can fucking lie to the American people. You can feed them bullshit like Romney's gonna win the election, even when your own pollsters say he isn't. I don't fucking care. Just don't fucking lie to me about who's on Channel 5 on Sunday from 1 to 4. Dickbags!